It's 2nd of October. I did not get in touch with you for about a week. There was no such possibility. I was on the road all the time and almost all the time without communication. My comrades and I drove about 1,500 miles along the roads of the recently liberated areas of Ukraine in the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. I was in a very seriously destroyed Izum, in Kupiansk, which suffered from Russian shelling, in a couple of dozen villages through which the war swept. There is still no connection, no electricity in there. Shops do not work. The food is distributed by the military, who cook it in the field kitchens. But most importantly, there are no more Russian invaders. I saw a huge numbers of these invaders, entire fields of Russian soldiers. All of them were dead. The Russians were leaving their dead and even the wounded to make more room in the trucks. They were retreating for televisions and washing machines stolen from the Ukrainians. The corpses of the Russian Nazis are collected by Ukrainian volunteers. This process is not fast. First, the sappers check the bodies, and only after they make sure that there are no mines and other bad surprises under the crushed enemies, volunteers enter the fields. Both sappers and volunteers are clearly not enough to quickly remove the corpses. So many enemies have been shot in recent days by the Ukrainian army. Above the fields is the stench of dead bodies that fertilize the Ukrainian land, the one they once tried to seize. For many, this monstrous smell is the worst in the world, but for me it's only in second place. On the first, the smell of the food of the invaders. The products they abandoned, the kitchens left behind during an urgent retreat, smell for me of some kind of even not just repulsive but directly orcish food. In Ukraine, the Russian occupiers are often called orcs because they don't bath for weeks, because they shit in the same rooms they live, because they are ready to commit the most monstrous crimes without thinking at all. And their food for me is like the food of these orcs from fairy tales, one touch of which can be deadly. I understand that this is not true, that these are ordinary products, maybe just not very fresh, but the very fact that they belong to the occupiers turns them into poison, and their smell is the worst in the world. This is the smell with which I now associate war and occupation. The Russians fled from Kharkiv region, leaving hundreds of vehicles, dozens of tanks and guns, and entire ammunition depots. It is simply obvious that at some point their entire defense crumbled and they were not even able to retreat in an organized manner. They simply fled, leaving behind everything that they could not carry on themselves. By the way, not all of them ran away. In the forests and along the quarters of town turned into ruins, lone invaders and even entire groups that have strayed from their own are still hiding in some places. They are caught by Ukrainian intelligence agents and handed over to war services that interrogate Russians and find out what crimes they were involved in. I will tell about these prisoners someday, and I will also tell you about why the Ukrainian military considers Elon Musk their best friend, about how we celebrated the birthday of my comrade a few miles from the front line, about whatever the Ukrainian army is afraid, mass mobilization in Russia and the annexation of several more regions of Ukraine announced by Putin. I will tell you about what happens to the nervous system at the front, about how people survived the occupation of their towns and villages. I will definitely tell you, but not today. After all, it's my professional holiday. Today, the first Sunday of October, is the day of the territorial defense of Ukraine. For me, this is the most important day of the year. After all, I am part of the territorial defense forces.